Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle, Mile High Sports. You can watch us at milehighsports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Tuesday, there's a contractor and rental yard equipment auction featuring Snap-on toolboxes and tools, forklifts, livestock fencing, vehicles, hydro flasks, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for The Lead.
The Lead is brought to you by Beyond Stem Cells. Grow young with us by going to beyondstemcellsdenver.com or call 1-833-720-STEM.
Well, apparently that text that Nikola Jokic sent after the All-Star break to his teammates has viscerally gotten into the minds and the hearts of the players, because they have won 13 of 15 games since the All-Star break, tied with OKC for the top spot in the Western Conference, 12 games to go in the regular season. Michael Porter Jr., to me, was the story of the game, which sounds nuts because Nikola Jokic had another 30-point triple-double. I find it interesting that stat guys are coming up with stats that you would never think of. And, you know, Nikola Jokic is the first person to ever score 35 points and have exactly 15 rebounds and 12 assists in a game.
When the barometric pressure was under 28.97.
Right. And he did it on an empty stomach. Nice. I mean, these are the type of stats that we are seeing. Here's a new one. In 15 games since the All-Star break, Michael Porter Jr. is the only player in NBA history to have at least 47 three-pointers made, 110 rebounds, and shoot over 56% from the floor. Oh, I take that back. This is the second time he's done it. But he's the only player to ever accomplish that, which is like, come on. I mean, we're really going to the lowest common denominator to try and find stats that apply. What I take out of this is that generally speaking, three-point shooters don't gobble up a lot of rebounds because they spend so much time away from the basket.
Mm-hmm.
That is what is impressive about that stat.
If you watched the game last night, and I did most of it, you saw Michael Porter Jr. getting to the basket.
And he's been doing that.
Yes, he has. Much more.
The more he gets to the basket, the more he's going to become a bigger three-point threat.
No question.
Because you're not going to guard him as closely on that three-point shot because you're afraid he's going to cut or dribble around you.
And I thought that, and when he is, look, it's all about consistency and confidence. Confidence and consistency. Without confidence, you can't have consistency. And with Michael Porter Jr., we have seen in the past that's a delicate balance. He is in a very good space right now. Without question, he's in a great space. Can he continue to build on it right now? And you know, the thing that, and you bring this up, and it's a really good point, because I think we're getting a little glimpse of what the answer could be, because he is seeing other ways now,
right,
to maintain his confidence, to help his confidence. Is there anything that helps you more than easy baskets? Right? And by the way, the Nuggets are going to be defended. Oftentimes, with two guys on Nikola Jokic, you've got to account for Jamal Murray. You're going to get man-to-man matchups. You're not going to get double-teamed. You should have freedom to go do some other things other than just set and look for your three. So if you're putting more arrows in the quiver, right?
Yep.
When you're able to do different things. But most importantly, it gives you that much more confidence that when you're out there for your bread and butter, you're going to catch and stroke even more efficiently. And that's what we're seeing right now. The guy's shooting what? 47% from three-point range?
His last five games, three-point range, 50%, 57%, 44%, 40%, 56%. At 40%, his low watermark is considered excellent.
Yeah, right.
And really, when you look at his overall field goal percentage, he is putting up field goal percentage numbers that centers put up who play with their back to the basket.
Yeah, right.
And he is a three-point shooter.
Yeah.
It is really hard to shoot 81%, 60%, 46%, that's the outlier in this five-game stretch, 56% and 56%. It is very difficult to do that if you are a jump shooter.
Right. Well, he's not just a jump shooter anymore.
Right.
That's the great thing about it. It is the single biggest encouragement that we have from the Nuggets heading towards the postseason. There's no question about it. Because he was a factor in the first couple series last year. He was a factor. He was not a factor in the last couple of series. If this guy is a factor in and he can play 31 minutes, 32, 33 minutes and be consistent, how are you going to beat the Nuggets four times?
The Knicks are a very good defensive team.
Knicks are great. Yeah, and when they get and they just got to get healthy. That's their deal. They got to get Randall back. And
right.
I mean, they had a couple of guys out last night, and Brunson's a hell of a player, isn't he?
He's tough. He's a tough guard.
And he is a tough guard, and he was a volume shooter last night. The Nuggets did a good job with him.
KCP did a very good job considering, I believe, on this road trip for the Knicks, Brunson put up 40-plus twice.
Yeah. God, he's just a good player.
And they held him in check to 26.
Yeah.
And I know that seems nuts.
Yeah.
But he is their primary scorer, especially with guys out of the lineup. It's kind of like with Anthony Edwards the other night when they played the Timberwolves. Yeah. Anthony Edwards scored.
Yep.
But he was scoreless in the fourth quarter when it counted.
Right. Good point. Yeah. No, the Nuggets are in a very good place right now as long as they stay healthy. And we're waiting on now Jamal Murray, right? And we've seen Jamal a couple of times in the last couple of weeks kind of deal with an ankle thing. So I'm with you, as we talked about in the first hour. Surely you can go to Portland and beat the Blazers without Jamal Murray.
Oh, I would think so.
I wouldn't even let him get on the plane. No, you're back here. Get your stuff taken care of, and we'll see you when we get back. It's a one-off game. Not necessary for him to even play.
Well, if it's all about staying healthy.
I do think it's about being healthy. But I don't put that very much. But I mean, it'd be not. They've won 13 of 15. They're obviously making a push for the top seed.
You know how many points Jalen Brunson scored in the fourth quarter of last night's game?
No.
He scored the same number of points as he had shot attempts. Zero.
Hmm.
Zero.
Yeah, he had 20. Yeah, that's right. He had 20, I think 23 shots or 23 shots through the first three quarters. Yeah, I should have known that.
He didn't shoot the ball in the fourth quarter. Hmm.
0.0.
So in the fourth quarter, in the last two games, the Nuggets have held Anthony Edwards to 0 points and Jalen Brunson to 0 points. In a game that I wouldn't necessarily say was in doubt, but in which a superstar on a team needed to step up.
Yeah.
And they got nothing, meaning those two superstars didn't get anything. Continuing with this, I am so glad that Michael Porter Jr., but specifically Nikola Jokic, had the game that he did last night against New York. And we'll tell you why next.
Skin. Yeah, chill into your bone. We'll be right back.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Tuesday, there's a contractor and rental yard equipment auction featuring Snap-on toolboxes and tools, forklifts, livestock, fencing, vehicles, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. In the meantime, when it comes to my health, I go to Castle Rock Men's Health and Castle Rock or Partner. And by the way, be on the lookout. They are going to have more locations coming this summer, and we'll certainly tell you about that. A lot of chop shops out there, you hear about them on the radio, and they fast talk you and make you feel insecure. Do you have ED? Are you tired all the time? That's not the way it works at Castle Rock Men's Health and Castle Rock or Parker. They are full body health. They do more than just peddle testosterone. They look at everything at Castle Rock Men's Health. And that's what I love about them. And I don't mean to be violating any HIPAA laws, but I'm going to be taking my daughter there as well. Okay. Because as much as I like her doctor, there are things that I would rather Dr. Lee look at for her and for me. That's how much I trust Dr. Lee and Castle Rock Men's Health. With that, book your appointment today. CRMen'sHealth.com, CRMen'sHealth.com. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Castle Rock Men's Health and Castle Rock in Aurora. See why Eric only trusts his health with Dr. Lee at Castle Rock Men's Health.
I think there's very little doubt that Nikola Jokic is going to win the MVP award. And by the way, if you have an argument against Nikola Jokic, understand one thing that has become a narrative on every single national broadcast. The non-Jokic minutes. How are the Nuggets playing without Jokic on the floor?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a great number to look at.
No.
So not only is he the best player in the NBA, you can make the case he is the most valuable as well, because when he's not on the floor, what do the Nuggets do? But I was thrilled he had a triple-double last night against the Knicks, because the New York East Coast biased media had to sit there and watch him go off again.
Yeah. 30-14-12, right? Yeah, 30-14-12. Just a little ho-hummer, shooting 51 or 2% from the floor, 6 of 7 from the line. A great stat last night, 19 of their 31 assists came from their starting center and power forward.
Right.
It's interesting.
It was a very, that's not good grammar. Aaron Gordon did not play the game that we are accustomed to.
No.
He was not aggressive at the rim. He was not pulling down a lot of rebounds. He was standing a lot in the corner. He was playing a lot of weak side, which is usually where he plays. But he wasn't being aggressive getting rebounds. But he found other ways to contribute with 8 assists.
Yeah, and that's what it always boils down to. How are you helping your team to win?
With that, as I'm watching this game, I'm thinking, it's a real pleasure watching this team. They're a team-oriented team, even though they have a superstar on their team.
Team first.
Okay. And there was one sequence, and they've had a lot of good passing sequences this season. I can't remember who got the ball to Michael Porter Jr. It was either Jokic or it was, I think, Jamal Murray. Jokic passed up a 3, got it down low to Aaron Gordon, who threw it right to KCP, who buried a 3.
Mm.
It was a tic-tac-toe type of hockey play. Right. And I'm watching, I'm thinking, man, this is a really fun basketball team to watch.
They are.
And then I'm looking back at the Avs a couple of years ago when they won the Stanley Cup. A really fun team-oriented team. And then I look at the Broncos offense in 2013, in which the Broncos always seem to score with Peyton Manning running the controls. I mean, he threw 7 touchdown passes in that opening game against the Ravens.
Right.
Which offense more enjoyable to watch? That 2013 Broncos team, that Avs team a couple years ago in which they had blazing speed up and down the ice, tape-to-tape passing, or this Nuggets team where they are completely unselfish and they prop up their teammates to score?
I'm going to go with the Nuggets, and I'm only going to, and here's why. Even though
recency bias.
Well, no. Even though, because it looks different than anything that we've seen. It looks different because of Jokic.
But what's more enjoyable? What was more enjoyable to, I mean, every time the Broncos stepped on the field, they were carving up defenses.
It's pretty hard.
The Avalanche, by the way, they were so much faster than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
On both ends of the ice, they were cycling that puck out of the defensive zone so quickly. On power plays, McKinnon or McCarr were bringing it up the ice, and before you knew it, they were instantly set into power play mode.
Yep.
And it felt like, while they didn't, it felt like they scored every single time.
We have seen other offenses in the NFL, at least.
Nothing
close to 2013, I agree. But at least it looked somewhat familiar. I think you can make the argument with the way that Jokic plays. We just haven't seen this type of team winning championships before. Because Jokic is such a one-off. He's so different that he affects the entire look of the offense. I will say this. I'm glad that I've been here for 2 of the 3.
Yep.
Obviously, I watched the Broncos from afar in 2013 because it was appointment viewing.
It was
every single time they took the field. So I'm glad I don't have to choose. I'm glad that I am able to enjoy them all.
I mean, looking at how the Broncos scored in 2013, 49 points, 41, 37, 52, 51, 35, in a loss, 33, 45, 28, 27, 31, 35, 51, 27, 37, 34.
Staggering.
Every time Manning was on the field that year, you felt they were certainly not settling for a field goal. But every single time they touched the ball, you just felt they're just going to score a touchdown.
Right. Well, that's because they did.
Right.
I mean, they did a lot of the time. That was a remarkable offense. Yeah. I mean, think about it.
But if I had to pick, I'd probably pick the Avs.
Gotcha.
Because they were constantly beating you to the puck. Their passing was so crisp, but it was up and down. Every single time. They were so much faster than everybody else. It felt like they could do whatever they wanted to, whenever they wanted to do it.
And the fact of the matter is that the Nuggets offense, on a lot of nights, isn't as their most impressive asset. It's their clutch defense. It's their last 5 minutes of the game and the way they defend.
How many points did Brunson score in the fourth quarter yesterday?
0.
How many points did Ant-Man score a couple of nights ago?
In
the fourth quarter?
0 for 4.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, granted, both those teams missing some frontline guys.
Right.
But great players, great, great players. I'm not suggesting both are not. Great players, even with players missing in the fourth quarter, score.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant is going to score in the fourth quarter. LeBron James is going to score in the fourth quarter. Steph Curry is going to score in the fourth quarter. I'd be curious to know how many times those guys in close games have gone scoreless in the fourth quarter.
You can almost make the argument last night that the biggest stat was the Nuggets held the Knicks to 100 points. I mean,
they're not an overly high scoring team.
No, but I mean, but that's a low number in the NBA. That's just a low number.
Well, they're missing guys too.
It doesn't matter.
Well, it does matter.
No, it really doesn't, because
if you're missing a bunch of your scores, that is a low number.
Well, I mean, it.
I mean, that should not be overly.
We're talking
surprising.
About the NBA. Guys can shoot. Everybody can shoot the ball. Everybody can shoot the ball.
Well, everybody can shoot doesn't mean you can put it in the hole.
There aren't many bad shooters playing in the NBA. Let me just say that right now. There aren't many bad shooters. That's the whole deal. You better be able to shoot at the next level. Here's, I'm kind of arguing against myself.
Good, because that means I'm right.
Because
I'm kidding.
Because kind of. I think the Nuggets defense is as important to them clearly as their offense.
Well, that's how they won a championship.
Yes.
They won it by playing great defense, specifically with 5 minutes to play.
And they
clamped
it down. And they are the same kind of team now. They really are. And you can make the argument that they've got better defensive pieces coming off the bench.
Yeah, but the problem is that bench yesterday.
They don't score.
And they weren't very good.
No, they don't score. No, I shouldn't say that. They have games where they don't score and can't score.
Okay.
Yeah.
The difference between this year and last year is you knew when Bruce Brown came into the game, they would score. With him, they'd find a way to score. I'll tell you something else that I found interesting in yesterday's game. The Knicks made a run. It was Murray and a bunch of guys off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was a double-digit lead for the Nuggets, and then it was whittled down to five.
Five, right.
Remember the first player off the bench was to stem that tide?
Mm-mm.
Michael Porter Jr.
Yeah.
That should tell you how much more confidence Michael Malone has in Michael Porter Jr., where they need. Now, he didn't score when he came in. And eventually, I think the lead got whittled down to three, and then they had to bring back Jokic. But it tells you the confidence that Malone has in Michael Porter Jr., where he feels like, I have a flamethrower sitting on the bench with four bench guys out there. I have to do something. And he picked Porter Jr. to come off the bench.
Played 37
last
minutes.
Last year, he would not have picked Michael Porter Jr.
No. 37 minutes last night. Only Jokic played more. So, yeah. I mean, the trust factor with Michael Porter Jr. is important, especially when you need a scoring punch.
Coming up after the break, NFL Network's Daniel Jeremiah came out with his third mock draft. And one guy who we think is certainly a top 10 talent has slid to 12. If this guy is there, even though the Broncos desperately need a quarterback, you can make the case, how do you pass on picking this guy? That's next. You think it's all, you're tearing me apart, and girl, the hardest part is you're so out of attention, taking my chances, leave me in the darkness, never finish what we started. Girl, why you gotta be so heartless?
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileEyeSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tuesday, there's a contractor and rental yard equipment auction featuring Snap-on toolboxes and tools and forklifts and livestock fencing, vehicles, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is presented by Roller Auctions. Get what you want at the price you want. Go to rollerauction.com/MHS, and they'll send you notifications on their latest auctions.
NFL Network's Daniel Jeremiah came out with his third mock draft. He has Georgia tight end Brock Bowers slipping to number 12. The Broncos desperately need a tight end. If Bowers is available at 12, and he is projected to be really, really good. I know Kyle Pitts was projected to be really, really good, but Bowers is considered to be an all-around tight end. Great pass receiver, great blocker, and he played for a pretty good team in Georgia.
Yep.
But I digress. If Bowers is available at 12, I'll put you this way. If Bowers is available at 12 and they had a quarterback, they would literally sprint to the podium. But if he's available at 12, should the Broncos take him, take Bo Nix at number 12, or trade back and hope to get Nix with another pick?
If you have conviction on Nix, a tight end, even one with the forecasts that you have with Bowers, you've got to take the quarterback.
What if they like Knicks? What here?
Okay.
This is what happens.
You're giving me degrees now. Well, you can move back and get Knicks and still take Bowers at 12 if you're not as convicted.
Well, here's the thing. When you are desperate for a quarterback, you tend to see what you want to see. You try to convince yourself that somebody is who they may not be.
Right.
If Sean Payton says, Bo Nix would be the number one guy on my board outside of Caleb Williams, if he believes it that strongly, of course you take Nix. But when you're taking the fourth quarterback, fifth quarterback in the draft, are you trying to see things that maybe aren't there?
It's a possibility.
So
certainly.
If they're trying to see things that may not be there, and they like Bo Nix, but they don't love Bo Nix, but Sean Payton feels, I can work with this guy, do you still take him?
Tight end, even one that's generational, is a luxury when you have no quarterback. The Broncos have no quarterback.
Okay.
Period.
I'm going to use the word luxury for a minute.
Okay.
Who would you rather have on your team? Pick the best wide receiver in football. Justin Jefferson, Davante Adams.
Whomever. Amon St. Brown. That's who I like.
Okay, good.
That's who I like.
Would you rather have Amon St. Brown or Travis Kelce? Then it's not a luxury.
You ask these questions with absolutely no context. You're asking me you are asking me to pick a tight end versus a wide receiver.
Correct.
With no knowledge whatsoever.
You used the word pass catcher. You did. Use the word pass catcher. Who would you rather have? Would you rather have a Travis Kelce?
I would rather have Amon St. Brown because I've got Sam Laporta. How do you like that for an answer?
You like apples? How do you like them apples?
I mean, you know.
You like apples? How do you like them apples? I got a number.
That movie was so damn good. All right. Miss Robin Williams.
Clearly. No, I'm saying if you are starting a team, who would you rather have? The best wide receiver in football or a Travis Kelce type?
I would rather have the tight end. If all things being equal, I would rather have the tight end.
So then it's not a luxury.
Well, sure
then, no.
It's a luxury when you've had no quarterback for 8 years.
That is
a luxury.
That I agree with.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather have, okay, smart guy.
All right, let's go.
Would you rather have Bo Nix or Marvin Harrison Jr.? Who, by the way, doesn't want to perform for anyone anymore.
I just need to know how much conviction Sean Payton has.
Right.
I don't know that factor. If he's wavering at all.
Yes.
Then you go for a generational type of player. I get it. You and I agree on that. We agree on that.
But I don't. Okay. Would you refer to, in this Broncos offense, would you refer to Marvin Harrison Jr. as a luxury?
If without a quarterback, everything's a luxury.
In my opinion. Then I buy your argument.
Yeah. Everything is a luxury. And you got to have the quarterback. And if you've got conviction on Nix, even if the outside perception is that's a reach, which I would understand, is it a reach to you? Is it a reach to Sean Payton to find the guy that he thinks can be the plug-and-play guy, maybe not this first year, but by the time that we roll out to 2025? And by the way, if you've got conviction on a guy like Bo Nix, who's 24 years old, there's no reason you can't fast-track him a little bit more than maybe some other quarterbacks. This guy's played a ton of football. And he's played a ton of very high-level football. So maybe you push him a little bit more. But we just don't know where he is in that regard. It's a hard swallow when you have a guy sitting there that you think can be a generational tight end. There is no question about it. But the Broncos, first and foremost, have got to slay the dragon behind center. It just keeps biting them in the ass. over and over again. I mean, my gosh, it's staggering that the same questions are being asked about the quarterback position now as when I got here 8 years ago.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll give a quick preview of the games today for the Colorado men's and women's teams. And is there any foul play going on with the Shohei Ohtani situation? That's next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back, Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can watch us, again, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Tuesday, there's a contractor and rental yard equipment auction featuring Snap-on toolboxes and tools, forklifts, livestock fencing, vehicles, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. And if you want to learn about upcoming auctions, go to rollerauction.com/MHS. Guys, I am guessing you are potentially dealing with one of these three issues. Either hair loss, you'd like to drop a few pounds, or you have joint pain. If any of those boxes you just checked, you need to go to Beyond Stem Cells. They are one-stop shopping, not just for that, but for a whole lot more. With that, I want to bring my good buddy, John. He owns Beyond Stem Cells. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Let's start checking these boxes. How can Beyond Stem Cells help guys who are dealing with hair loss and they don't want to have the back of their head literally sliced open by having a hair transplant?
Well, Eric, you know, Beyond Stem Cells, we make everything simple. We use stem cells and growth factors to regenerate the follicles, and the treatment takes about 35 to 45 minutes. There's no pain, and there's no downtime, and we're having amazing results since 2015.
Okay, now let's talk about joint pain. Our mutual friend Carl Mecklenburg, he has gone through stem cell therapy, had a ton of surgeries, played in the NFL for a long time. He is a big supporter of Beyond Stem Cells. How do you help former athletes, current athletes, or schmoes like me?
You know, again, you know, we use the same product to regenerate bone, tissue, cartilage, and tendons. And the treatment is very simple. We do two injections to the joint when they come in, and we're regenerating this joint in about 3 to 4 months. People are getting better. They can be more active, no more pain. They're enjoying life to the fullest because we're helping them get there again. You know, doesn't matter if you're an athlete or if you just go for walks or play pickleball, you know, we can help.
It's life-changing, isn't it?
100%, man. You know, and what we like about this treatment, that is there's no pain and there's no downtime. It's not like having surgery, going under the knife and taking all these pain meds. You don't have to do that with Beyond Stem Cells. We can help. You know, it's gonna take about 3 to 4 months to start seeing results, but they're permanent results. It's not temporary. It's not like a cortisone shot or steroid shot. Ours is not a Band-Aid. Ours is for life.
Let's get into weight loss. I would like to drop maybe, I don't know, call it 10 pounds, and you prescribe something to me called semaglutide therapy. And correct. I've been on this. I've lost a couple of pounds already in about a week. What does semaglutide do for you to help you lose weight?
Well, with semaglutide, it's super simple. You know, the medicine is going to do about 90% of the work. You know, it's going to curb your appetite. Also, it's going to attack the visceral fat around the midsection and the organs. So you're going to feel better, less inflammation. You're going to be able to go out there and do more things. And the best thing that you're going to be dropping some weight. You know, we average about 2 to 3 pounds per week. and the weight's going to stay off of it because you're losing it slowly, and you're going to feel so much better.
Well, I'm going to give you a perfect example. I started. You do it once a week. You do your own injections. I took it on a Thursday. Went out for dinner with Mandy and a couple of friends. We went to a really nice Italian restaurant.
Mm.
I love bread. I mean, I love me some bread. So you go to an Italian restaurant, they put a basket and bread in front of you. I didn't even want it.
Wow.
Because I wasn't overly hungry and I just didn't want to fill myself up. So it's the curbing of the appetite that really makes the difference, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, 100%, man. You know, and like I said, you know, after the first 2 or 3 days, you're gonna feel the medicine to start working because you're gonna be in your system, and now you won't be hungry at all. You're gonna have, you know, just amazing results in the first 2 to 3 weeks. We see people lose 9, 10, 12 pounds.
How do people find you? How do they get a hold of you?
Oh, they can find me at beyondstemcellsdenver.com, or you can call 1-833-720-7836. We're here all the time. You can call 24/7. We have operators standing by. And the best thing that one of our nurses or myself will call you back right away.
So that number again, 1-833-720-STEM, 833-720-STEM, or beyondstemcellsdenver.com. Real quick, got to cut you loose, but how many pounds have you lost and kept it off with semaglutide?
Yeah, I lost 50 pounds last week.
Not last week, in total.
In 1 week, man. No.
Wow, you lost a whole child. Good for you.
That's right, man. No, I lost 50 pounds last year, and now I'm just doing a maintenance treatment, which you can take just a little bit of semaglutide every week to keep the weight off. And this is the best I've felt in the last 15 years.
And I say this in a very heterosexual way. You look fantastic.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
So do you, buddy.
Oh, thanks. Well, I got 2 pounds off, but I'm going to Miami next week. I wish I would have started with this about 8 weeks ago. But when I go to Muscle Beach, if there's a Muscle Beach, I will definitely keep my pants on. John, have a great weekend. What's
you
that?
You too, buddy. Take care.
All right, see you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Time now for the final word.
The final word. Presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk. Just in case you missed it, is presented by Argonaut Wine and Liquor. You need to see why Westward named it the best liquor store in Denver, 5 years running, or order online at argonautliquor.com.
Please try to keep your pants on as much as possible.
Well, I don't want to embarrass anybody.
Least of all, oneself.
Right.
So, there we go.
Maybe it'll help me pick up shells.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right, just in case you missed
it. Like an elephant.
God.
Using its tusk.
Okay, stop while you're behind.
All right, just in case you missed it here, the Colorado Buffaloes men's team tips off this afternoon against Florida at 2:30 p.m. in Indianapolis, and then the CU women's team will play at 5 p.m. against Drake in the 5 versus 12 first-round matchup. What are you expecting today from the Colorado men's and women's teams?
I think the matchup with Florida is a very intriguing one. I think it's going to be a close game. I really do.
Are you concerned about Colorado? Like Colorado State had to do all that travel.
Colorado has an extra day, and I think an extra day has probably helped them. So, and I think that they've got a pretty high ceiling still to play underneath. I mean they can play better than they did in that first game. If they defend the way that they did in their opener against Boise, they will be in this basketball game. Women are 8.5-point favorites against Drake. Drake's one of those teams that you just can't take for granted. But if CU plays well tonight, they'll win the game.
If you did a women's bracket, okay, a Buffalo is always going to eat the Bulldog. That's all you need to know.
Thank you for that.
Words of advice there. Yeah, I like it.
That's how I did my women's bracket.
Very well done.
All right, just in case you missed.
Well, that's interesting because what are you doing with the Gamecocks? Because they're the top seed to win it all. I think there's probably along the way there's going to be some teams that have better mascots against the Gamecock, no?
Gamecock's like a little bird.
That's my point.
They're going to get trounced.
I don't know.
Hey, listen, at the end of the day, the Buffalo beat the Tiger earlier this season.
Right.
The LSU Tigers.
You're right.
Yep.
Bayou Bengals. But
Ralphie stomped. And by the way, Ralphie's a girl, isn't she?
Yes. The current Ralphie is female.
That was Argonaut Wine and Liquor. Just in case you missed it, they always have fantastic specials on wine. And what is the wine this week? Spanish wine, 15% off. You love, well, you like Portuguese wine.
Spanish and Portuguese. Mm-hmm. That may mean a little trip over to Argonaut.
Yep. Find them off of Colfax.
Oh, my car knows where to go.
It's on self-drive.
Yeah. Yep.
Right.
It's like being pushed into the vortex.
Well, I'll tell you right now, if you go to Argonaut, the way I know you go to Argonaut, I hope it's on self-drive on the way home.
Well, they're easy, fella.
And by the way, don't forget they're having a wine tasting tomorrow off of Colfax as well. That's going to do it for us. Nigel, Alex, great job as always. Same with you, Bruce. I am on assignment next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Sean Drotar, who does the afternoon show with Sandy Clough, is going to pull double duty and do the shows on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I'll talk to you next Thursday. Make it the best possible weekend you can.